Well, let's turn now to one of the people who will be deciding the fate of Judge Garland's nomination. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota is one of nine Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. She is with us now. Senator, welcome to Here and Now. And what do you think of this choice?
Well, I think this is an outstanding choice. Judge Garland is someone of impeccable credentials. He's someone that many Republicans admire. You look at the fact that when he was last up for judge in the Senate, he received the support of Senator Hatch and Senator McCain and many, many others. And I remember when the last two nominations were made, when Justice Kagan and Justice Sotomayor were nominated, a number of Republicans had said, well, you know, if it was Judge Garland, well, that'd be okay with me. So I think we have that going. And also, when you listen to him today, and he teared up as he talked about not only his family, not only his own background, being there in Oklahoma City with all the victims of that horrific crime and their families, but he talked about when he started to cry, I thought, you know what? This is not just about him. This is about our entire Constitution. This is about the independent judiciary. And this idea that at an incredibly coarse and polarized time in our politics, the judiciary should stand above it. And he understood, as he stood there on that beautiful sunny day in the Rose Garden, that this was on him, that the burden was on him to stand up, not just for his own nomination, but really for this concept of an independent judiciary and getting this job done so that he can have a confirmation process like every other nominee since the hearings began in 1916.
Do you think he will get one, though? Because obviously the Republicans on the committee, including the chairman and the Senate majority leader, have said he shouldn't get any hearings.
Well, I certainly hope he will after they look at his credentials. Many of them know him. The public should embrace him. This is a man that took on two of the most difficult cases, left his job in the private law firm where he was doing great, a partner at a firm, and said, you know what, I'm going to go work in the Justice Department in an office with no windows so that I can do the work of the people. And he rose up there so quickly that pretty soon he supervised two of the major criminal prosecutions in the last century. That would be the Unabomber and the Oklahoma City bomber.
Do you think there's going to be criticism from people on the left, from your liberal, more liberal colleagues, that Garland is not liberal enough for them, that President Obama should have gone further and nominated somebody who was more like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
You know, I hope that we don't see that kind of criticism, because I think people have a lot of faith in the president's ability to pick someone that is qualified for the job. And the fact that Judge Garland is considered more of a moderate, careful in some of his opinions, somewhat independent, bucking the trend on some cases, especially with criminal law, I think, you know, that's a good thing. And people who maybe wanted a nominee have got to admire the president for picking someone who he thought was the best for the job.
Are you upset at all that this is another white man from the D.C. circuit on the Supreme Court, if he makes it through, that President Obama didn't take the opportunity to nominate somebody like a Sri Srinivasan, who would have been an Indian American or a woman or somebody of color?
Well, let's remember that the president's last two nominees were women. He greatly increased the diversity of the court by adding a Hispanic woman as one of his two female nominees. So I think he's more than shown his commitment to diversity. He himself is African American. Many members of his cabinet are people of color, and he has nominated a number of African American judges, including in my home state of Minnesota. So I don't think people can really question his credentials when it comes to diversity. I am happy because I like this judge. I think he is highly qualified. I think he is someone that has gained respect on both sides of the aisle. At a time when we're in a near crisis of the judiciary, because certain people of one political party have decided, hey, we're not going to have hearings, we're not going to advise and consent like the Constitution says, we're not going to follow history, I think it's really important to put someone up that's impeccable, that they have embraced in the past. And I think it is going to be very difficult for them to explain why this man, this hero in terms of those prosecutions and standing up to those people in Oklahoma City, why he doesn't at least deserve a hearing. They don't have to vote for him. I'm sure they can find reasons not to if they want, but this man deserves a hearing.
That's Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, one of the 9 Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.